Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. The number, if you would like to get in here on the show, you're more than welcome to do that.
By the way, you know what else I learned this weekend is that Americans don't deal with pickpockets quite as
quite as
friendly as the Europeans do.
Holy crap.
This lady from North Carolina.
She also caught it for it now.
She
for those of you who don't
what?
Know. There was an American from North Carolina woman who found the girls that were they were trying to steal her wallet.
They did. They had her passport in it. They took her purse.
And grabbed her by the hair and wouldn't let her go. But one of her friends, that girl's friends, hit her with a purse that had a metal water bottle in it. And she got cut bad.
Who did?
The woman who was holding the hair.
When did that happen? After the video?
Apparently, yes. They said that she got hit hard holding that girl while she was holding that girl's hair.
Do you think Trump's going to send troops in?
I don't know about
attack
troops.
Italy. Where were they? Italy.
Yeah,
yeah. Your people, pickpockets.
Yeah, you
imagine that.
You ain't getting away with that stuff.
Speaking of John's people, they're at it again.
What'd they do?
The Italians decided, hey, you know what? You're a person of color who plays soccer. We're going to hurl racial abuse at you.
U.S. player.
This time it was a U.S. player, Weston McKennie. He plays for Juventus, one of the big clubs in Europe. And he
two incidents. If Trump goes and sends troops in to attack Italy now, we will
we
be
know
justified. Because they messed with one of our soccer players.
Nice job,
U.S.
John.
Men's national team. And right. They messed with, the pickpocket messed with, and they hit a lady with a bottle.
I don't know if you heard. That wasn't Italians that were saying that were screaming those chants at the.
Oh, who was it then?
No, there's a lot of there's a lot of illegal aliens now in Italy.
Okay, Syria. Oh, because they don't face racial abuse in Italy. It was a Serie A game between Juventus and Parma, and during warmups, Weston McKennie suffered racial abuse. Good job by your
people.
It was
a bunch of pasta eaters.
Oh.
Stop.
Wow.
You know what it was.
Wow.
You know what it was. They got a long history.
Wow.
You know it was them.
Pasta eaters, is that what you're calling us?
That's right.
Now?
Well, I'm sure they called him worse.
Another racial slur.
Right. No one throws pasta on the field at you whenever you're playing in Italian. When Maserati or whatever was playing, no one threw a bucket of pasta on the field at him.
Yeah, Pirlo wasn't getting hit with red sauce.
Cannolis.
Yeah.
Everyone throws cannolis on the field at him.
And then there was, did you all watch Daniil Medvedev last night?
Yeah, he lost it.
I didn't know tennis had heels, but he's a heel.
And Medvedev loses his temper a little bit, and he got beat in a five-setter and just went, well, he was actually freaking out in the middle of the match. He was doing stuff.
Well, no, it was, okay, so it was match point. And a photographer walked on the court,
yeah,
and because he thought the match was over, and it wasn't, and Medvedev went nuts,
yeah,
and he was yelling, and then he's yelling at the umpire and everybody. 6 minutes it
and
was delayed.
And he starts to, and he's doing this like more.
Yeah, right.
The crowd's going after him, and he's encouraging him to be even louder.
Right.
And then after the match, do you see what he did to his racket?
Yeah. Oh my God, he crushed it. No. I didn't know. I mean, he was a heel. He was telling everybody, yes, boo, come on, boo, boo, boo. 6 minutes they had to wait. And then he actually won that And wasn't, and then he lost, he ended up losing, but yeah, he crushed his racket. That was good stuff. Good stuff. That's the only time. That's the most tennis I'll watch ever. 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We haven't talked about him in a while. Our Astros won. Our Astros with a big weekend, taking 3 out of 4 from the, and I said 2 out of 3 because it was, that was the last time we had talked, but 3 out of 4 from the Orioles, beat their ass. I mean, after they came in here and smoked the Astros and just
revenge game.
Yeah. And how'd that taste now?
Baltimore, so what happened fans? To Brandon Young? He tried to.
Oh, yeah. Brandon Young, after one hitting the Astros, he gets crushed. How about that? Brandon Young.
Boomba clap pitcher trying to throw that perfect game again and took care of the boomba clap pitcher.
It was the perfect game was over the first hitter. Pena got a hit.
Yeah. We ruined him. Man, I'm loving what I'm seeing from right now from Christian Walker.
Yeah.
This is exactly what we paid for. This is what I voted for with Christian Walker. This.
That's what you paid for?
This is what I voted for.
Oh, this is what
Christian Walker. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, I was just wondering what you wanted Christian Walker to do.
This.
This is what? This
yes.
Is what? Yeah. Okay.
This is exactly what I wanted him to do.
Yeah. All right.
I love it. I love that. I love the fact that where's Jake?
I don't know. But
I don't
where's
really
Jordan?
Care. Do we?
I thought Jordan was
yeah,
supposed to.
Yeah, I thought he was going to.
Didn't we all think Jordan was
going
to?
Well, remember,
back?
I didn't. I thought that they wouldn't maybe send him. I thought maybe they would just wait for him to for when they got home. See, yeah, I can't remember if it was me and you or me and Will talking about that. But I thought maybe they instead of. No, I think it was me and you. Instead of sending him up to Baltimore, they may just wait for him to get back home and start the home series. But then again, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with Jordan.
Well, hopefully we see him.
Tuesday.
Yeah, they got tonight off, and they got two. They start 3-game series with Colorado, 4 games with the Angels, and then 3 games with New York. A 10-game homestand that lasts all the way.
Yeah, so it's kind of what I thought. It was Tuesday. They're just waiting for him to get home. And
yeah,
he's fine. They're not going to rush him up to Baltimore for what? They didn't need him.
For who? For what? Yeah, you know, I'm almost feeling like Jason Alexander's your number two starter. That's all.
I mean, let's be honest. He's the second best pitcher right now.
Fromber's terrible.
Fromber is something's up with Fromber, man.
Fromber's terrible.
His pitches are lollypopping in there. There's no bite on them. Oh, wonder if he has tightness in
honestly,
his forearm.
He's been that curveball is just seems
the curveball is just so
meatball.
Slow and it's dropping right into the heart of the zone. He doesn't have. I'm curious if that spin rate is where it's supposed to be because it doesn't look good. His pitches, it's not like they're hitting. It's like he's just missing his own. His pitches don't even, they're not even biting tough-to-hit pitches
mm-hmm.
right now.
Mm-mm. It's, so Hunter Brown starts game one tomorrow against Senzatella. Then, against Gordon. And then Valdez against Dolander. And then Alexander against Senzatella. And then the Angels. I'm just worried about this. You got 7 games against really crappy teams, and at home. I mean, do the Astros score 4 runs in the Colorado series? Honestly, mm-hmm. It's just been so frustrating to watch them at home against bad teams. Let's see, the last bad team that was in here. I mean the. Well, Washington, you won 2 out of 3. You lost 3 out of 4 to the Athletics here. I mean, it's just been awful. So they got to turn that around.
By the way,
they got a 2-game lead now. They really got to turn. They got to start. This is the run that they go on where they take the division and walk away with it. This is it.
Jordan finished his stint in Corpus. He's expected to play Tuesday.
Yeah.
He finished his stint in Corpus going 7 for 15 with 4 doubles, 4 RBIs, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts.
Okay. Now the question: does Jordan not have home run power anymore? Okay.
Well, I mean, it's not surfacing so far this year.
What's with all the doubles?
Yeah, no. I'd rather have doubles than nothing, but yeah, I'm used to him yeah, he's typically better, but whatever. I just want to see him in a lineup. I just want to see him back. You're finally going to get Yordan back, and hopefully he's not Christian Javier caliber or Spencer Arrigetti caliber. Hopefully he's like, well, even the earlier version of him wasn't good. We're hoping for last year's version. Last year's version. It'll still be fun to have him in, but this is what I was talking about. I don't. What do you do if you get all these pitchers back and they're not very good? You're not going to get away from your real pitchers. You're just going to have to suck it up and live with the results. Luckily you cranked up enough offense that you're able to beat the Orioles, but it's not like the pitching was, it's not like the pitching was great with McCullers or Javier. You could have easily that game against, the Javier, you get a 5-0 lead and then all of a sudden it's 5-5, 7-7 is 7-5, 7-7. It's like you got the 9-7 lead and it's like, can they just hang on till Chaz closes us out? But
well, till Christian Walker comes and saves you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. That was it. 6:18. We're way behind.
8:18 is what we say.
Oh, it well
here
it
in
is,
America.
Well, in America. Well, I'm in America, but here it's 6:18. So it's 8:18. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I want to talk about. Okay, so Texas Card House. We're going to be there not this week, but the following week. We're going to be up in Cyprus. I can't wait. I love Texas Card House. Can't wait to get back. I'm a big fan. They have the best. They got daily tournaments. They got a Saturday 10,000 guarantee with a $40 buy-in. That's just ridiculous. 100,000 no limit hold'em and 40,000 PLO tournaments every month. 100,000 no limit and 40,000 PLO every month. TexasCardHouse.com/spring. See for yourself. Both locations have wonderful events. I really like the Friday noon senior tournament that they have on Westheimer, Green Ridge and Westheimer. You got to be 50 to play. And I mean, that's good because the young guys play a different brand of poker. And we can outlast them now because it's us. We cannot. Well, we're playing against 50-year-olds, right? So you're looking for the best way to play. I love both of the facilities are clean, beautiful, huge parking lots, safe. They've got security on hand. Both places have bars that are open until 2 a.m. Both places are open till 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's always a game at Texas Card House. You're looking for a great place to go and play. TexasCardHouse.com, TexasCardHouse.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776. The number. Astros lose yesterday but win 3 out of 4. That was great. Texans. So... you just read who you think is going to make the team. We'll find out who is going to be on the team tomorrow. We'll get the 53-man roster. So we'll talk about it probably on Wednesday, although a lot of cuts will be made today and tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But Wednesday, yeah, for tomorrow for sure. But Wednesday we will be talking about the final 53-man roster. But Will Anderson Jr. was on with Chris Long. And I think he's right. Chris Long has got a podcast. He's got a lot of really good football players on. He was a good football player, so he's getting a lot of the guys to come on there. And Will Anderson Jr. was on there with Chris Long and talked about what is the most important thing this offseason for this Texans football team. And here's the two of them, Chris Long and then Will Anderson Jr.
I thought last year, man, I know it wasn't what people wanted to see from a results standpoint.
Yeah.
And I'm watching y'all in Kansas City. You guys almost beat the Chiefs at Arrowhead.
Yeah.
Like, there's got to be something that you come out of that season and say, hey, we learned something this year. What was it for y'all as a team, you think?
Execution.
Yeah.
Execution has been the biggest thing that we've talked about all offseason long, precision and execution. And CJ said something like, you have fun when you execute. And I wholeheartedly believe that, man. But, like, in these games, those teams that's winning the championships or winning the Super Bowl, they're executing at the highest level. Like, everybody is locked in. Everybody is detailed. Like, it's no room for error. And that's, like, the biggest thing that we took away from that. Like, it's no room for error. Like, everybody has to be locked in on their job all four quarters.
You know what's...
Is that a shot at Laremy Tunsil?
No, I think it was just a standard.
Well, maybe not a shot, but Laremy Tunsil was not laser focused. Laremy Tunsil,
he was more focused than some of the other guys that are out there. He just was undisciplined.
Not at the line. Of
scrimmage. I think he's referring probably maybe no more to his side of the ball where they would have some ups and downs.
Well,
and,
no, he mentioned CJ in there. So
yeah, well, I don't think he was pointing to Laremy Tunsil. I seriously doubt that.
Well,
that's who he's
listen,
talking about.
Execution and laser focused. Laser focused is I would not. I mean, listen, Laremy had false starts are a killer, and that dude had more than anybody over the 4 or 5 years he was here.
Yeah, but I don't consider that execution. I consider that a lack of discipline. I think those are two different things. Execution is doing, you know, is being able to take what you're supposed to do and seeing it to completion. I think once the ball was snapped, he was pretty good.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
He's a pretty good player.
But execution too is being able to snap the ball without a penalty.
Yeah, but you had guys who couldn't even pick up twists. Like about anybody, he's probably talking about those slappers on the inside, guard, center, guard.
Yeah.
Honestly, what I take from that though is we are really lucky here in Houston to have guys like CJ, like Will Anderson, like Amen Thompson, like Alpi. Guys who are like Fred VanVleet, who are really dialed into the coach's message so much so that they're not just parroting what the coach says. This is becomes what they believe and what they do. And Will Anderson, that goes back to Saban. That goes way back to his time in Alabama. It didn't just start here in Houston. It's who he is. He's a guy that's doing push-ups in his room at 11:30 at night on a Friday. Yeah. Like he's been that kind of dialed in. And you know how you always have to have coach on the field. You know why the Ravens have been great for so long? Because Ed Reed and Ray Lewis created a culture there. And then, you know, Tyrell Suggs, everyone who came in became wired like that, most of them. And that's why that it's just carried on. Those guys have been out of football for a long time. It's still the Ravens way because a standard was set by the players. It doesn't happen with the with the coach, if it's not the players, it's not going to sustain as long. And you got Will Anderson, who's talking like this, who talks just like a coach. Man, that is setting a standard on the defensive side of the ball. Mm-hmm. I put my predictions in for the NFL. We have to do our division champs and playoffs and all that stuff. Dell was trying to get me to put the Dolphins in there and make Tua the comeback player of the year, but I wouldn't do it. But my defense player of the year is Will Anderson. I think Will Anderson is going to have a monster year this year. I'm looking at 14 sacks. I think the Texans end up, but based on their schedule, I think they win 11 games, maybe as many as 12, probably more like 11. And I think Will Anderson has a huge year in his third year.
This is another first-place schedule, which they had to play last year, but this one is not as daunting as last year's. They had 2-3-game stretches that were – just incredibly difficult. This.
Do you play the Ravens this year?
You play them every year because they're first place and you are.
I just don't like that. We have got to get something to where you don't have to play a team in a certain amount of years in a row. It's not fair that we always have to play the Ravens.
And we always have to play the Chiefs. We always have to play the Ravens.
Yeah, we can beat the Chiefs, though.
Really?
We've done it.
Yeah, that's true.
We've done it before. I don't know.
How long ago did they do it?
Yeah.
They've
done it before. How long ago?
20-ish.
So when no one on this team was around.
It's funny. You beat Buffalo all the time.
Yeah, Buffalo's just
Buffalo. You beat Buffalo, first place team. You get your ass kicked by Baltimore every time. And Kansas City.
You beat them with Deshaun Watson, right?
I'm just not going to say.
Well, you compete against Kansas City.
Well, that's different. Yeah, you compete.
You don't even compete against the Ravens. You're not even competitive.
No, that's not. No, they're not.
Recent matchups against the Ravens. Christmas Day, you lost 31-2. January 20th, 2024, the Ravens beat the Texans 34-10 in the playoffs. September 23rd, now actually, the Ravens beat the Texans 25-9 in the season opener.
Yeah.
Like, all they do is beat the Texans.
No.
And all we do is beat the Chiefs.
No, you don't. You haven't beaten the Chiefs since 2019. Stop saying that.
All we do is beat Buffalo.
Are we sure? I know they beat them once. Do they always beat Buffalo?
Always beat Buffalo.
The playoff game back
then. They do beat Buffalo a lot. They
beat Buffalo last year
too.
I know. Yeah. I'm looking at it right now.
We always beat their ass.
We do. Beat their ass.
We own Buffalo.
You beat them by 3 last year. Back in 2021, you lost 40-0.
2019, Texans beat the Chiefs 31-24.
I told you that. That was Deshaun Watson. Several coaches and quarterbacks ago.
And then you had them beaten 2020 in the playoffs until you gave up 51 straight.
Yeah, until you did that, yes.
Yeah.
Until you gave up 51.
They were up 24-0.
And
then it was 24-21 by halftime, right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Or did the Chiefs lead by the half?
Well, they outscored you 51-7 the rest of the way.
Yeah. So, yes, you beat the Bills more often. Beat their ass is kind of strong.
It started good, but then ended poorly.
Ended in the worst way possible.
Yeah. What? But who won the first quarter of that Chiefs game?
Who cares?
We did.
No
badly,
one did.
Badly.
No one cares
and
about
Bill
that.
And Bill O'Brien showed some balls by fake punting.
That was a good decision. That's How did ballsy. That work out?
That's ballsy.
Instead of just going for it on fourth
you're
and
trying
one.
To, you're play to win the game.
Then why don't you just have your
play to win the
if
game.
We've had. I remember this discussion when we had it 6 years ago. If you're playing to win the game, why don't you keep the quarterback on the field who had led 21 points in the first quarter instead of making a fake punt thing
That's
try to happen?
That's what they were expecting. Oh, then they okay. would be expecting.
You mean the thing they couldn't stop throughout that first quarter and into the second?
Oh, wait. Can we address the biggest concern for the Texans is that there were two more bad snaps in the preseason game. John Weeks had two bad snaps over the last 36 years of his life.
None.
Oh, I said life. No, life. I'm going back to when he was in ninth grade.
Holy
When he was just learning how to snap.
When he was just learning to snap.
You're just assuming he had two at ninth grade.
I know. I actually don't know that for a fact.
Yeah.
You got rid of Weeks because you wanted to save a little bit of money, and look at what's happened now.
Yep. Oh, man.
Grass isn't always greener. They can keep snapping until they're 50.
Why would you get rid of perfection? I don't get that.
It costs too much money.
If this becomes a problem this season.
Nick's got to go. I'm not worried about the deep snapper, and D'Amico's not worried about the deep snapper, so you shouldn't be worried about the deep snapper.
Not concerned. They're not concerned. Worry is not even part of the equation. Not concerned.
Where's John Weeks?
He's in San Francisco.
There's no way we can trade for him.
Probably not. It's a little late in the process.
They're not giving him up. What if they get us for a third rounder for Weeks?
Would you after what you watched on Saturday, would you trade a third rounder for John Weeks?
No.
What if a couple of those
I would have never let him go.
So you don't think a third rounder is better than losing two games in the regular season because you're
Wow, you got two losses because of the long snapper?
You never know. You never know.
I would have never let him go. For what purpose? He makes
You're losing two games because of the snapper, Dell? Okay.
I mean,
possibly.
Weeks made $1.2 million, $1.2 million, $1.5 million, $1.05 million, $1.1 million. This guy, he makes $1.4 million this year. Why are we cutting corners with the position that once you've got it, it's gold? Once you got it, it's gold. Yeah. You should have never let that guy walk.
Maybe Weeks was part of the
For
culture 300,000? Problem. Maybe it's part of the culture
you think
problem.
Weeks was
Weeks?
Weeks and Tunsil?
I mean, he isn't technically an offensive lineman, but he plays right in that spot.
He's having a bad, you know what, watching Weeks, he's having a very bad, he's a very bad influence on Kaimi
Thurban. I'm
going to
check Weeks' Instagram
you
and see what he looks like.
You think he's a bad influence.
What does Weeks look like walking into the stadium? Let's see
I think
what
he's got,
let's
I
see
think
what his
he's
drip
probably
is like.
Got Gucci slides.
Because we don't know. Maybe he was part of the problem.
A Louis bag?
He's a typical long snapper. All it is football
stuff. I didn't pay attention. Who was was it Brinkman or Ferguson?
No one knows for sure.
There's someone who watched all 22. I don't know. I checked out of that game pretty quickly.
That's impossible. Actually, it's an impossible thing to know.
I mean, I can type in Brinkman.
I just know there are bad snaps because of KJ.
Yeah, our friend KJ
put something on. I was watching Iowa State. I was watching Farmageddon. For those who missed it, Iowa State beat Kansas State, and actually, what is a big Big 12 game in a conference that is really though? Yeah, it really is, because this yeah. is
those
this
are
is
two, that was two ranked teams.
No,
John.
Two ranked teams. This that really is because Texas Tech, like, there's like
though?
Six teams.
Well,
no, it's considered the deepest.
Maybe.
It's the most competitive league in all of football, and it's not even close. There's a bunch of teams that can win it, and they're playing that first game in Dublin, which is stupid to me. But the second thing is, in case you missed it, the quarterback, Avery Johnson, his dad and older brother got into a fist fight in Dublin in a parking lot, and it ended up on the ground where they were clenched up, and Kansas State fans were trying to pull them off of each other. And the dad, did you see the dad snuck a couple little short right hands to the side of the head?
When I saw somebody said, this is Avery Johnson's dad, I was like, there's no, it's not.
I mean, this is not true. There's no way.
I didn't believe
true.
It either. And then I saw a couple number two jerseys on the back of those guys. Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe this is real.
And then the apology came out from, I'll read the apology here. It's their apology statement from ChatGPT, from humans, that actually they were very sad that they brought shame onto, they should have mentioned their son. Let me see, where is it? We regret this incident. No. It starts off like this. Come on, computer. We sincerely apologize for our actions following yesterday's football game in Ireland. Senseless bickering. ChatGPT. Who's saying senseless bickering except some mom? Senseless bickering escalated into an unnecessary fight. We have resolved our differences and take full responsibility for our actions. Which is what? What is your responsibility? We take full responsibility. Which is what? How are you held accountable?
Yeah, we did it.
We have resolved our differences and take full responsibility for our actions. We have apologized to our immediate and extended family and now extend our apologies to Kansas State University, its alumni and fans, and everyone who pays NIL dollars and revenue share to our son.
What?
Well, I think that's baked into the apology. Mark and Anthony Johnson said in a statement, we regret this incident, have learned from it. They've already learned from it. Less than 24 hours after it happened.
They learned.
It was a learning incident.
When a grown man who's the brother of Avery Johnson and his dad get into a fight in public, they have not resolved their differences.
You don't resolve that in
Those
24 hours.
Those differences are not resolved.
Unless it was fueled by alcohol.
I'm sure it was.
I don't know. I know they're in Ireland. Everyone assumed, and everyone in the comment section, it's Ireland. You're allowed to fist fight
family. No, but
football
fans, I just assumed they were drinking. It had nothing to do with Ireland, just football. Football fans drink when they watch games, even if you are the son or the brother.
Is it more accessible in Ireland?
I don't know. They're serving beer in Manhattan, Kansas, right?
I'm sure it's plenty accessible in Ireland.
In Iowa?
In Ireland.
Sure. In Kansas?
If the game was in...
I remember Houston didn't, and on campus, they don't allow beer.
I don't know how the Midwest treats alcohol sales at games. But if you're fighting your own son... Your adult son.
You haven't learned from it.
There are differences beyond alcohol.
You have a problem.
We're committed to ensuring it doesn't happen again. Oh, there was something else there.
Yeah.
I mean, get to fist fights in Ireland after a game, there was something else at play. You guys have had some arguments issues. Here.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? Maybe they should call John Daspit if they've got illegal issues on this.
So John Daspit handles personal injury law, and that's mutual combat. Okay, so he's not stepping in the middle of a mutual combat issue. He is going to take part in people who have been injured due to the negligence of others. Let's say somebody was injured in that fight. Somebody picked up a chair and they swung and missed and cracked somebody across the face, fracturing their orbital bone and nose, and caused tremendous amount of pain, a trip to the hospital, a stint in the hospital, injuries that needed surgery. Guess what? John Daspit actually should have been called. I don't know if he practices in Ireland, but let's say it happened in the States. Let's say it happened here in the state of Texas. I guarantee you John Daspit would be on that in a heartbeat, because you know what? The other person's insurance company or that person is going to be responsible for your medical bills. They're going to be responsible for your physical therapy. They're going to be responsible for the x-rays. You know, that obviously goes into the medical bill. Surgeries. And then your pain and suffering. You're sitting there minding your own business. You get cracked in the face with a chair. Yeah, 713, call now. That's the phone number, John Daspit. 713, call now. Or go to DaspitLaw.com. You can see all the different areas that John Daspit specializes in terms of taking care of you and making sure that you are compensated for suffering through injury or neglect of any sort that leads to property damage or property or possession, you know, of your possessions being stolen. There's all kinds of stuff that John works on, and it's all on his website. It's DaspitLaw.com. Just give them a call, and they will work on your caseload. They'll give you a consultation on your caseload absolutely free. 713, call now.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Yeah, that's why, I don't know if you were listening, Lance, but that's why I missed on Friday. A buddy of mine who's got a house down in Cabo, he lives next door to Steph Curry, and then two doors down is Chris Paul. It's just incredible. Incredible.
Is your buddy John Stockton, like all these Hall of Fame point guards, is that your buddy?
John Stockton would never have a house in Cabo.
I don't know what he's
called. Coeur d'Alene, maybe, but that's not in Stockton.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not
in
Cabo.
Stockton's a weird dude, so I don't know. Yeah, I don't know about that. No, my buddy is right next door. And boy, you want to talk about some houses, bro. You want to talk about unbelievable, just beautiful houses.
Just a figure.
And a great facility. So big ups to my boy Mike. Thank you for having us down there. It was a lot of fun. We had a great time. A great time was had by all. D is
Thanks
here.
Thanks for the invite,
ESPN.
Mike.
Well, he's not your buddy. He's John's
Thanks
buddy.
Thanks for the invite, Mike.
Mike doesn't even know you. Doesn't even care about you. Okay?
Apparently.
Yeah. Let's get D in here. He wants to talk about Rampage's son. What do you say, D?
Hey, what's up? I want to start by saying I don't think he was right at all, like doing what he did. But if there's a clip of like him arriving to like the little wrestling show that he was invited to, that him and the guy that he punched, they exchanged a couple words, like nothing hostile or nothing like that. But the guy wound up picking up a prop can and smashing it on his head. Like, he didn't give him any warning or anything. So it's like,
That was a video. There was a video that it was being videoed, so they thought it was a work. They thought it was a whole wrestling thing where you hit him with a prop can and, you know, they were selling it for the thing. And Rampage's son didn't know that this was, and then the guy apologized, said, "I'm sorry, I didn't know." And he's, "I'll kick your ass." He goes, "I know you will. Cause he apologized. He apologized like three different times cause he thought it was a wrestling work. He thought he was supposed to be like selling the whole thing. It was going to be a video they were going to put out. So I don't know. Rampage's son shook his hand later on in the apology. I mean, I did see that, but he even said, I mean, he didn't hit him with the real, it was a prop can that he had. I don't think he was even hurt. I think it was a wrestling thing. He thought he was doing a wrestling video, the other wrestler. I don't know, getting punched in the face 15 times feels like maybe it's a little too much.
It was, no.
Knocked unconscious and put in the hospital feels, I don't, especially after the guy apologized and said, "I thought we were doing a wrestling thing." And Rampage's son's like, "No. I'll beat your ass for real." He goes, "I know you will." He even said that. So, I don't know. I'm not sure that's the right answer.
Yeah.
They had a hard time getting him off. The different wrestlers had a hard time getting him off at all.
Yeah, there's no excuse for what he did. There's no excuse.
His name is Raja Jackson. If you haven't seen it, just Google R-A-J-A Jackson. And you'll see, I think it was part of something that was supposed to happen. He was going to come in, do some kind of wrestling thing. That's why the other wrestler, you know, had this video where it looked like they had beef and he wanted to hit him with the can. And it was supposed to be, you know, and then he was supposed to get in the ring, pick him up, throw him down like his dad did, a power slam. And then he was going to start selling, you know, some some punches until somebody came and pulled him off. But then he even said on a telephone, I don't know if you saw this video, D, on a telephone ringside, they've got him, because there's a video recording the whole thing. He's got his own videographer there, and he's on the phone saying, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm gonna get on him, and I'm going to hit him as hard as I can, as many times as I can before they get him off. So he even said that's what he was going to do. So it's premeditated. Something's going to happen to him. I know, depending on, I don't know what's happened to that fighter or that wrestler. I have no idea. I'd heard he was in the hospital, but you know how that goes. Online, people can say whatever.
Yeah, no idea. All I know is I've never seen an ass whipping like that.
Psycho Stu, actually. I just literally just typed in wrestler and it immediately said Psycho Stu. I'm like, oh yeah, that is.
No, exactly. The real psycho was Rampage's son.
So he's actually in stable but critical condition. So he was up. He was in stable but critical condition. That isn't going to go well for Raja Jackson.
No, there's going to be lawsuits and maybe even charges. I mean, I know it's a wrestling event, but you're supposed to know. I mean, all the other guys knew he took it way too far, and it was funny how many guys it took to stop him. He was so I don't know that I've ever seen anybody that angry. And then afterwards, you saw the video of him leaving, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he was still, he couldn't calm down. That's a problem. That's a problem. You can't have him.
So he was supposed to be at that wrestling performance. The wrestling, what is it called? Knock X Pro Wrestling has a statement, and where is their statement? There's so many videos here. First and foremost, our thoughts and prayers are with our brother, Mr. Stuart Smith, Psycho Stu, as he remains a priority and we are monitoring his well-being. What was supposed to be a planned and agreed upon wrestling spot turned into a selfish, irresponsible act of violence against Mr. Smith. This egregious act is reprehensible and never should have occurred. In the 17 years of operation, Knock X Pro Wrestling Academy, there has never been anything as heinous take place such as this. We apologize to our patrons and fans. So that's the thing. You can see the incident that happened, where what D was talking about, where he gets hit by a can. It was part of what was supposed to be Rampage's son wasn't in. It was supposed to be because the guy said, hey, he's not a wrestler. He doesn't know how this works. And then he goes, I'm sorry, I didn't. He just thought that was, you know, it's one of the wrestling things. You know, you get hit by a can and beer goes all over or whatever goes all over. And then you know, that sets the stage for what was supposed to be his attack in the ring. Stupid. Hmm. He's in trouble.
Yeah. No. He should be. That dude's got to. He's got to pay for that. There's no question. You can't do that. You just can't. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Astros, we haven't talked in a while about them. Arrigetti looked pretty good, but man, you still got a lot of problems with your starting pitching. McCullers is a problem. Fromber's a problem. Javier is a problem. You basically got two guys that can start right now, and one of them is Jason Alexander, which is amazing. You got the day off today after a nice road trip, and then you got Colorado and you got Anaheim. You started to hit the ball again. Christian Walker looks really, really good. Jesus Sanchez actually had a couple of hits this weekend. What?
Mm-hmm. A couple hits. He was 5-for-5 on
five
Friday,
for five
on
in
Thursday
the first
night.
Game, right.
Yeah.
Right. The weekend, though, is...
He's back. He's back. By
is
the way, my guy at...
Is he, though?
Yeah. My guy, yeah, he had a good weekend.
He had a good weekend.
My guy Saul from Taqueria Sarandas, who was up here, he's like, I'm going to tell... He goes, that stuff with Jeremy and the Slump Buster stuff was so hilarious. He goes, I'm telling Jeremy the next time I see him.
No.
That you went good. Yes, tell him.
No.
Yes. No. I told Saul, great. He needs to know
tell
that
him
stuff.
That Jeremy should...
He needs to know that stuff.
You better call Saul and tell him not to.
Better call Saul?
Tell.
What are you doing here?
Tell him not to tell Jeremy that you said he should, you know, ignore his girlfriend and go do something to get out of his
lawn. I said be a team guy. That's all I said.
Don't.
No. Saul, tell him.
Don't tell him.
Text him today and then tell him again the next time you see him.
I don't know.
I'm trying to win us a division.
I don't know what
I'm trying to go deep in the playoffs is what
you.
I'm doing.
Playoffs.
You have no control over that. I don't know what type of relationship Saul has with Jeremy. It may not go well. to tell him to suggest cheating on his girl.
Radio hosts are trying to get him to slump bust big girls, okay?
I don't know. I don't know if that, the guy who goes to church, Jeremy Pena, is that something you want to have a conversation
about?
I
just said it should be the conversation should be for anybody on that team that's not married. And he's not married, last I checked.
So he's in a committed relationship.
You think he should ruin a committed relationship?
Let me ask you a question, John. Did you marry every single girl you had a quote-unquote relationship with?
Yes.
How many marriages did you have? 10, 20, 30?
No, I've just been twice. That's it. Two girls, that's it.
So two girlfriends.
So when you had maybe a poor broadcast, whether it be on TV or radio, with those non-marriages, did you go, you know what, let me pick some big girl?
He lived in Green Bay.
Was that your thinking? That I need a better day tomorrow, so I'm going to pick out a big
girl?
The
Green Bay thing he just had, that was out of necessity.
Yeah, it was. Otherwise, you didn't get any. That's all. So.
Yes, that was really what we were looking for.
And when she
won, that was exactly what I was looking for.
And then when she said, hey, John, you want to meet up later? Did you say this to her?
Shut up, fatty.
Do you know what that's from, John?
No.
That's your quarterback, C.J. Stroud.
He was talking to one of his ex-teammates at Ohio State.
Kylie Williams. I saw that.
Shut up, fatty. Somebody just asked him a question. C.J., it seems like you and Xavier Hutchinson are really on the same page throughout camp, and Xavier Hutchinson continues to grow as a player. What can you say about Xavier Hutchinson and how he's performed this camp and where you see him right now in his career?
Shut up, fatty.
That's what he has. And I thought when I heard that, because I watched it, I'm like, I thought whoever asked the question, I thought CJ was telling him, shut up, fatty. I'm not answering your questions. I'm like, oh, my God. CJ's going to be in big trouble for this.
No.
Then I found out
that's
he was just
college
talking
roommate.
To,
he called him fatty.
He's talking to Tyleek Williams.
You can always call your college roommate fatty.
Yeah, I just thought he'd save that for not in the middle of a question.
No, right.
Shut up, fatty.
Press conference.
So, no, John, when a woman that you decided to spend the night with wanted to have breakfast the next morning, is that what you said to her?
In Green Bay.
Shut up, fatty.
I didn't tell her to shut up.
I'm asking him. You know?
You're not an ally one single bit.
So was it get out? Was that what you said? You didn't say shut up. You said get out? Yeah. Look, cheese curds! And then you ran the other way. She turned her head. Fried cheese curds!
You got away.
We got a break. What we got is Underdog.
Oh, Twitch is saying big girls in Green Bay have nothing on big girls down south. There's levels to it. Do you agree with that, John?
Well, you don't have any choice in Green Bay. And down south, you got some pretty girls. Now up in Green Bay, there's no choice. That's all you got.
You got a choice this football season. Football's back, man. College football started off. We got pro football coming in a couple weeks. Now is the time to jump on, download that Underdog app, use my promo code Lance. I'm going to tell you what the hookup is here in a second. I just want to make sure that you know that Underdog Fantasy has some awesome original options going for you this year. They've got ladders, okay? This is a new one, ladders. You make 3 to 5 picks and progressively win more based on how well each pick performs. Win a little on a decent night and a lot on a great night. So when you're picking and your pick is a really good pick, you got a chance to win more. Then they have streaks, and they had this last year, and I took advantage of this last year. Each streak starts by you making 2 picks, higher or lower, on a statistic that's out there for a player. And if both picks are correct, you move on to the next pick in the streak. Whenever you want, you can cash out of that. But if you take it all the way to 11, you go all the way to 11 straight, you got a big payout coming your way. And that's how they're doing it at Underdog Fantasy. Just makes the game so much more fun, so much more enjoyable. And you're just literally downloading the app away from it. And that's what you can do. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code Lance. You're going to get $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. So that's promo code Lance. Millions of fans have already made billions of dollars making picks on Underdogs, higher or lower on statistics. Underdog, make picks and win. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog operates, like here in Texas. Terms apply. See website for complete details.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.